This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Richwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us here on Radio Sunderland for Hospitals.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Our first hymn this morning reminds me of Psalm 8, where the psalmist asks God a question. He says, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them?" This hymn says, "Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt?" It's a song called "Who Am I," sung here by Casting Crowns.
Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever-wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. Away tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you've told me who I am. I am yours. I am yours. Who am I that the eyes that see my sin would look on me with love and watch me rise again? Who am I that the voice that calmed the sea would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling.
This song, like the song which says, "Who am I that God should care for the likes of me," continues with the thought, it's not about who we are, but about who God is. It's all about Him and what He is to us. I don't know if you've ever played a game of "Who am I" at a party where the host places a sticker on your brow with a well-known person's name on it. And as you can't see the name, the other guests have to help you guess it. You ask, "Am I famous? Am I a cartoon character? Am I a man? Am I alive?" And so on. I think that Jesus was the first person to go down on record as having played this kind of game with his disciples. When he was walking along the road one day in Caesarea Philippi, a place well known for its countless shrines and statues of gods, he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" So they told him what they'd heard people say, that he was Elijah, John the Baptist, some kind of prophet. But then Jesus asked them, "But what about you? Who do you say I am?" Peter replied immediately, "You are the Messiah." He guessed correctly. Ding, top marks. He was declaring that Jesus was God's anointed one, the one the people had waited for years. Peter could have added a lot of other titles from Scripture associated with that word, Messiah. Words such as Saviour, Good Shepherd, Lord, King, Emmanuel, which means God with us. But this was the nature of the Master that he had chosen to follow. Peter was obviously so proud to be Jesus' disciple and so pleased to be associated with power and greatness that he was seeing in his life. Let's listen to a song by Jared Cooper, King of Kings, Majesty.
King of Kings, Majesty, God of Heaven, living in me, gentle Savior, closest friend, strong deliverer, beginning and end. All within me falls at your throne. Your majesty, I can but bow. I lay my all before you now. In royal arms, I don't deserve. I live to serve your majesty. Earth and heaven eternal, faithful and true, who bought the nations, ransomed souls, brought this sinner near to your throne. All within me cries out in praise.
In today's reading, Jesus goes on to disclose something very important that he wants to let his disciples be aware of, something they haven't yet been told. He presents them with a completely different title, also linked with the word Messiah, that of a suffering servant. Let's listen to what he has to say in today's Gospel from Mark 6, reading on from verse 31. Jesus then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." There's a lovely hymn called "Jesus Christ, I Think About Your Sacrifice" by Matt Redman. Let's listen to it.
Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice. You became nothing, poured out to death. Many times I've wondered at your gift of life, and I'm in that place once again. And I'm in that place once again. To the highest place, King of the heavens, where one day I'll bow. But for now, I marvel at this saving grace, and I'm full of praise once again. And I'm full of praise once again.
Here's a poem which reminds me very much of Peter's horror at what Jesus was divulging to the disciples. Peter, who was Jesus' right-hand man, didn't want this kind of Messiah. He wanted the more glorious, victorious version. Reminds me of a poem called The Splintered Messiah by Stuart Henderson. I don't want a splintered Messiah in a sweat-stained, greasy grey robe. I want a new one. I couldn't take this one to parties. People would say, who's your friend? I'd give an embarrassed giggle and change the subject. If I took him home, I'd have to bandage his hands. The neighbours would think he's a football hooligan. I don't want his cross in the hall. It doesn't quite go with the wallpaper. I don't want him standing there like a sad ballet dancer with holes in his tights. I want a different Messiah, streamlined and inoffensive. I want one from a catalogue who's as quiet as a monastery. I want a package tour Messiah, not one who takes me all the way to Golgotha. I want a King of Kings with blow waves in his hair. I don't want the true Christ. I want a false one. Now, I like the way Peter thinks he can just take Jesus to one side and put him right on a few matters. So typical of Peter. Here's a song with a verse that says, I offer you my thoughts, Lord, my crosses and my notes, Lord. You know, we learn so many lessons in life through our mistakes, don't we? This song's by Pete Scott and it's called I Offer You Today. And I'm so grateful to him for allowing me to record this beautiful song.
I offer you today, Lord, as I turn to you to pray, Lord. When I fail and when I stray, Lord, I offer you today. I offer you my thoughts, Lord, my crosses and my notes, Lord. When I'm down and out of sorts, Lord, I offer you my thoughts. I offer you my helplessness. No, you turn it into bravery. won't you let me play a part, Lord? I know it's just a start, Lord. I offer you my heart. When you make another dawn for me, and I see another sunrise there, my fears and insecurities are as nothing when they're in your dawn for me, and I see another sunrise there. My fears and insecurities are as nothing when they're in your care. I offer you today, Lord, as I turn to you to pray, Lord. When I fail and when I stray, Lord, I offer you today.
You can almost hear Peter rebuking Jesus, saying, "You can't tell the others that. You can't tell them you're going to suffer and die. They'll abandon you. And don't tell your followers here either. They're not looking for this kind of Messiah. Besides, you're not going to be killed. You're heading for great things. You're heading for glory." But Jesus responds with anger at Peter's rebuke. Perhaps he hears through Peter a familiar voice from a more sinister source. Jesus senses it, tempting him, recommending him to choose the more attractive path of success and glory, just like he heard it when he was fasting in the wilderness for 40 days. "Get behind me, Satan," he commands. "You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Peter must have been so shocked at Jesus' words. But it wasn't really him, was it, that Jesus was addressing? Isn't this, though, just like most of us today? Don't we prefer to be appreciated rather than rejected? Don't we prefer praise rather than criticism? Acclaim rather than anonymity? An easy life over hard work? Success over failure? And conformity over self-sacrifice? Who doesn't? Jesus is not deterred by Peter's words. In fact, he goes even further, challenging not only his disciples, but also his followers to be willing to walk the exact same path if needs be. Let's hear how our gospel reading today ends. "Then Jesus called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, 'Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels.'" Here's a modern take on a very traditional hymn called "Lift High the Cross," sung here by Chris Rupp.
Lift high the cross, the love of Christ proclaim, till all the world adore his sacred name. Follow this triumphant sign, the whole
stream as thou hast promised, draw the world to thee.
Lift high the cross, the love of Christ proclaim, till all the world adore his sacred name.
You know, anyone who lifted a cross in those days was actually on their way to die. Jesus' followers now had a hard decision to make. He was not calling them to an easy path where all was sunny and glorious. There were dangers ahead, and many of them would face rejection, persecution, and death for his sake. Are we willing in this day and age to stand with Jesus and practice what he taught us to do in love and service of others? Are we willing to lift high the cross if need be, if the years ahead prove difficult, especially if they're even more of a challenge than this last one? Or will we be ashamed to own him and confess his name? You know what comes to mind listening to this reading is that epic moment in the film Spartacus. The part where the Romans demand that the rebel leader, Spartacus, should stand up and identify himself and surrender himself to death. His people, former slaves who've been betrayed and captured, are all there with him. And just as Spartacus rises to his feet to surrender to death, they each get up one at a time to declare along with him, "No, I'm Spartacus. No, I'm Spartacus. No, I'm Spartacus." Who am I? How in today's world do I make my stand for Jesus if I truly believe in him? Our eternal future is about who he is, not who we are. But he will lead us, guide us, and be our guardian along the way as we try to be like him. It's time for us to leave you now. So from me, Sheila Hamill, and from Andrew Ridgewick, my technician, it's bye for now. Let's listen to Ben Cantalong singing Guardian.